The main concern about the Zika virus is that it has been linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly. Babies are born with abnormally small heads.
Our advice to pregnant women is that, if possible, that pregnant women should consider deferring travel to areas where Zika virus is currently circulating.
Authorities in Brazil have reported nearly 4,000 cases of microcephaly tied to the Zika virus. And now the World Health Organization says the Zika virus will likely spread throughout South, Central, and North America, with the exception of Chile in the south and Canada in the north, because the type of mosquito that spreads the virus isn't present in those two countries. In the Central American nation of El Salvador, health authorities have already reported more than 3,800 cases of the Zika virus.
Por eso es que estamos nosotros recomendando.
The Salvadoran Vice Minister of Health took the unusual step of recommending that women avoid getting pregnant for the next 2 years.
Podríamos esperar en Colombia.
Colombian Vice Minister of Health Fernando Ruiz says his country may get as many as 600 cases of microcephaly in the next couple of years. But Dr. Beth Bell with the Centers for Disease Control says it's important to remember that, with the exception of pregnant women, Zika is not dangerous for the population as a whole.
What we know right now is that for the vast majority of people, that is essentially people who are not pregnant, that Zika virus is a pretty mild infection, and actually the majority of people don't have any symptoms.
So far, 21 countries and territories in the Americas have reported cases of the virus, including Brazil, with as many as 1.5 million cases. Health authorities are especially concerned because the South American nation is hosting the Olympic Games this summer.